Good morning, howdy. It's Friday again, beginning our weekend. I pray that you have a wonderful and restful weekend. Today is the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, and my heart flies to the churches where dedicated to Our Lady of Lourdes. Statues of her are ubiquitous, and we can renew our devotion to her, as always, because we can always do something for our mother, Our Lady, the Mother of God, and our mother. We remember also this pretty saint, Saint Bernadette, who was the one who was privileged and gifted to see her there in Lourdes. I've been there, and it's very close to the border between Spain and France. I was doing a seminar very close to the border, and one day we decided to go to France, where everything is in French, and even the dogs understand French. And we went here to this shrine, the water, and we prayed rosaries there. In fact, maybe it was even a pilgrimage we did. And as always, I asked Our Lady for fidelity for me and for others. Today we read from St. Mark chapter 7 that returning from the district of Tyre and Jesus went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee, right through the Decapolis region. So Sidon was also a foreign country. Jews did not live there. It was predominantly Gentile in population. And also this place of the Decapolis, these 10 cities where he was going, or where he went through. And they brought him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they asked him to lay his hand on him. Typical, right? Usual and expected. He took him aside in private. Now, this one is unique. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, put his fingers into the man's ears, and touched his tongue with spittle. Well, strange at least. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed, and he said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, and the ligament of his tongue was loosened, and he spoke clearly. This miracle reminds us of that principle that we discussed in one of these homilies, where our Lord emphasized touch. So this woman who was suffering from a hemorrhage for so many years just wanted to touch the tassel of his cloak, and she would be made well. That was her firm faith. And so it was. And so she was cured. Touch. Here, Jesus touches this man in these unexpected places, into his ears. And he must have made that spittle, spitting on the ground and forming a bit of this mud, and picking it up, touching, and used it to touch the tongue of this mute. And he uttered Ephphatha. Right? Be opened. And the miracle was made. And Jesus ordered them all, or rather ordered them to tell no one about it. But the more he insisted, the more widely they published it. Their admiration was unbounded. He has done all things well, they said. He makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak. So one of the consequences of having contact with God is the is this. We start to talk and we start to speak. And I don't refer to the usual meanings of speaking. Most of us, we speak. I speak. I deliver these homilies. We speak words of affection. We speak words of anger, curses, criticism, gossip, all kinds of use of the tongue. And we kind of have also some kind of deafness. We are deaf. Not the physical deafness, but we hear sounds, we hear words, we hear so many words, in fact, but we don't get to hear what we're supposed to hear. So contact with our Lord in prayer cures these ailments. First, that we listen. We should learn to listen. In fact, to talk with God in prayer, above all, means to listen to God. Because God is God. He is the one who speaks. He is the one who wants to give us His will. We don't tell God what to do. It is God who tells us what to do. With our sins, we ask for pardon. And that's a function of the tongue. But that's for some minutes from now. Now, we have to realize that we need this miracle of being able to hear God. But this is not to hear God like hearing your son telling you or your wife telling you with words with the sounds and sound waves. And we use the eardrums to communicate to the brain these vibrations. No, we have to learn to listen to God, to the Holy Spirit, who speaks in a low voice. He doesn't shout. That's why it's hard to hear Him. We are deaf to Him when we pay attention to so many noises. We are uncomfortable at times. Even all the time, we are uncomfortable when things are quiet. We don't know how to stay put and be quiet and listen. We listen to our conscience. We listen to our memory. We listen to what words were spoken in Mass the other day. To listen and to bring that up, because those points from Mass, from what we have read, the inspirations of the Holy Spirit, of course you get them. We witness evil constantly on earth. Why do you sense that evil? Why do we gossip? Why do we complain? Because there's evil. We get that. But we don't get what God wants us to do. We make platitudes. Yeah, we have to do this, we have to do that, but we are not compelled. We don't feel the compulsion, the push that God is giving you to do something about it. And not that of speaking. Gosh, we have to learn to speak when we are supposed to speak. Correct a son, to joke our wife maybe, to deliver words of encouragement rather than of discouragement, instead of curses, blessings. Of course, when we want to complain about something, word it in a different way. Why do we have to curse, wish evil? Why? When we're trying to, it's so contrary to our intention. Make someone work, to make someone go the right way. We shouldn't curse. We're like giving him hopelessness. To encourage, to select words that would light up or spark his enthusiasm to do good. We'll have to learn to speak. Many times we're mute, we don't speak when we're supposed to, and we don't know how to keep quiet in order to listen. Let's ask God to perform this miracle, but he cannot do this if we have no contact with him. So let us be in touch with him in our prayer time. Thank you for listening, and happy feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!